Texte numéro 83. The night I ate out of a bin. It is a drizzly October midnight, and Mark Brown is lifting the lid on bin after bin in search of food. Every Sunday night, Brown visits 5 supermarkets around his home in Leeds, West Yorkshire, and uncovers enough discarded food to feed his family and many of his friends for a week. Mark is a freegan, the term used to describe people who live off the food that others call waste. All the food, Brown insists, is perfectly edible. As the recession continues to eat into household incomes, the food we bin has become more valuable. More than 2.2 million children and 2 million adults are now living in absolute poverty in the UK. Soaring food prices are contributing to a growing national poverty crisis. Brown does not live in poverty. He lives in a small house in the suburbs of Wakefield in West Yorkshire. He never buys food and lives entirely off what he finds in the bins of his local supermarkets. What he can't eat, he hands over to family and friends. The government estimates that the UK throws out £17 billion of food every year. 2/3 of that is in the home, the rest comes from the food industry. The food charity Fair Share, which last year redirected 3,600 tonnes of surplus food to the poor, says that demand for their service is at an all-time high. If manufacturers would state that their food is safe to eat after the best before or display until dates, then we could redistribute more pasta, cereal, rice and other food that poses no risk, said Jim Trower, the charity's director of operations. Supermarkets have secured their bins against freegans, and staff at some have even been known to sabotage edible food before putting it in bins to discourage freegans. In London, with its large homeless population, many supermarkets have made it near impossible to gain access to their bins. The biggest source of food waste in the UK, however, is in the home. The government estimates that 8.3 million tonnes is lost this way. Changing attitudes is at the heart of the government's campaign, Love Food, Hate Waste, which wants to get people making the most of ingredients, using food in imaginative ways rather than just throwing it away. On this front at least, the government and the freegans are united. There are so many solutions for keeping food edible that have been around for as long as people have been cooking their food, Brown says. In an ideal world, I wouldn't be able to do this because there wouldn't be any waste. People are starving in this country. There's no justification for anyone throwing anything away. Adapted from www.independent.co.uk, October 2011.